The only conversation Clark could follow was that of the two girls in front of her, who were arguing over the likelihood of the air on Earth being breathable. "I'd rather drop dead right away than spend days being slowly poisoned," one said grimly. Clark sort of agreed, but she kept her mouth shut. There was no point in speculating. The trip to Earth would be short. In just a few more minutes, they'd know their fate. Clark looked out the windows, which were now filling with hazy gray clouds. The dropship jerked suddenly, and the buzz of conversation gave way to a flurry of gasps.
"It's okay,"
Wells shouted, speaking for the first time since the doors closed.
"There's supposed to be turbulence when we enter Earth's atmosphere."
But his words were overpowered by the shrieks filling the cabin. The shaking increased, followed by a strange hum. Clark's harness dug into her stomach as her body lurched from side to side, then up and down, then side to side again. She gagged as a rancid odor filled her nose, and she realized that the girl in front of her had vomited. Clark squeezed her eyes shut and tried to stay calm. Everything was fine. It'd all be over in a minute. The hum became a piercing wail, punctuated by a sickening crush. Clark opened her eyes and saw that the windows had cracked and were no longer full of gray. They were full of flames. Bits of white-hot metal began raining down on them. Clark raised her arms to protect her head, but she could still feel the debris scorching her neck. The dropship shook even harder, and with a roar, part of the ceiling tore off. There was a deafening crash followed by a thud that sent ripples of pain through every bone in her body. As suddenly as it began, it was all over. The cabin was dark and silent. Smoke billowed out of a hole where the control panel had been, and the air grew thick with the smell of melting metal, sweat, and blood. Clark winced as she wiggled her fingers and toes. It hurt, but nothing seemed to be broken. She unhooked her harness and rose shakily to her feet, holding on to the scorched seat for balance. Most people were still strapped in, but a few were slumped over the sides or sprawled on the floor. Clark squinted as she scanned the rows for Talia, her heart speeding up each time her eyes landed on another empty seat. A terrifying realization cut through the confusion in Clark's mind. Some of the passengers had been thrown outside during the crash. Clark limped forward, gritting her teeth at the pain that shot up her leg. She reached the door and pulled as hard as she could. She took a deep breath and slipped through the opening. For a moment, she was aware of only colors, not shapes. Stripes of blue, green, and brown so vibrant her brain couldn't process them. A gust of wind passed over her, making her skin tingle and flooding her nose with scents Clark couldn't begin to identify. At first, all she could see were the trees. There were hundreds of them, as if every tree on the planet had come to welcome them back to Earth. Their enormous branches were lifted in celebration toward the sky, which was a joyful blue. The ground stretched out in all directions, 10 times farther than the longest deck on the ship.